Welcome to HQAF Radio. I'm Alana.
And I'm Francis.
And we're best friends. Woo! Yeah, we are.
Oh, yeah. Woo,
ooh, ooh. What up on a Wednesday?
How's it going, you guys? How are you, Alana?
I am actually not doing well. We shouldn't have started with me. Oh, my God. It's fine. Shit. It's because of my car.
Show some chill.
I know.
You have zero chill. On the radio right now. Or on Anchor right now.
Which is a radio show.
Yeah.
For a radio show. I mean, I do go from 0 to 100 really fast. And I'm someone that tends to, like, how are you? And I will spill all the beans. Like, I don't have any social etiquette when it comes to that. I don't know, right? Like,
yeah.
You're a person.
Do you think that you would have what we like to call in our life chill?
No. But I would like it defined to me. Because I honestly think that my understanding of chill is maybe not, I mean, I know I don't have it, but I don't think I understand it. So how can I have that which I don't understand, right?
So it's kind of like you have this feeling. You're feeling stuff at this moment. It could be anger. Yeah. It could be excitement. It could be nervousness.
Yeah.
But you restrain it, and you're just like, no, whatever. I'm not angry. I'm not excited for this.
So we're talking about burying our emotions. Is chill burying your emotions?
But it's yes, but it's almost like in the social context, like, you also don't want to show it to this other person. You just want to be like, play cool and just
talk about the weather, about small talk.
Like, oh, you want to go on a date? Cool. Chill. Like, I didn't want this date. Like,
I don't want you. Yeah. I don't like you.
Yeah.
I mean, if I even think about how Harley and I, my husband and I, started dating, I just told him, you know, that I liked him. And he's like, oh, cool. Well, like, let's go on a date. And I said, so are we boyfriend and girlfriend now? And he said, do you want to be? Because, you know, normal people would have dated. Like, This was us talking on the phone for a week and then me deciding, I want you to be my boyfriend. Aww. We didn't go on our first date till 4 days later. And he goes, I said, yeah, I want to be. Do you want to be? And he, you know, had been pining after me for a while. So he said, yes. And that's how we started dating. So I guess lack of chill has just run my entire life.
Yeah. Do you feel like you get that from your mom?
Yes. 100%. I think my dad definitely, well, yeah, no, he has chill. He's like the epitome of chill. He's the most laid back guy I've ever met.
Yeah. It's like two opposites in your life. Your dad is just like chill, sarcastic. He doesn't have the emotionality your mom is. Is that a word? Emotionality?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, you know, like,
he's
your
not
mom,
driven by emotions.
Like, yeah, your mom just exudes emotion. Like, she will feel something and she feels it then, and she feels it very strongly, and then,
and it changes all the time.
And she doesn't get sarcasm
at all, which I don't either.
She's just very blunt and just tells it as it is.
And all my brothers understand sarcasm. I'm the only one who didn't get it.
You feel like chill and sarcasm go hand in hand?
I don't know. Do they? I don't have chill and I don't get sarcasm, so I feel like I'm unqualified to know.
I think they're like mutually exclusive concepts. Like, you can be still sarcastic and, like, still be emotional.
Yeah. Because I feel like sarcasm and subtlety, right, go hand in hand. Yeah. Which is a big part of chill. Subtlety and chill go hand in hand. So, yeah, I could definitely see being
good at that. It's a certain kind of sarcasm that's like that, like, deadpan humor.
Yeah.
Which is, like, totally your dad and your brother. I don't know about Carrie or Patrick. I think Patrick doesn't have that, but
he does.
Does he? Sarcasm? Yeah.
Oh, for sure. No, all my brothers do except for me. And you're like the chill police. You have all the chill in the world, and you, like, kind of keep me in line.
Yeah.
And it's been a learning journey.
I try to.
Yeah, you try to. There are certain parts of me that just can't be restrained, as I'm sure our listeners know.
Well, and I mean, like, I appreciate that you bring out the emotion in me. Like at the opposite end of that, like there are times when I want to be chill, and you're like, fuck no. Dude, live your goddamn life and live it to the fullest. And that's what we're going to get into today, folks. Like, you're going to hear a couple of stories about chill.
Yeah.
From us. Yeah.
Lack of it or having of it. It's going to be a journey.
So one day, Alana and I were hanging out in her room, and we were talking about her work, actually. Not This was back before she started working her current job. This was her work as the writing tutor at Nova. And before that, she is actually in a literary magazine in college.
Yeah.
And the editor, we are going to call her Alphabet, because her name...
Okay, also, like... she was not the editor. She was on the staff. I was the editor. Well, actually, Allie was the editor, and then I took over after Allie graduated.
Okay, well,
but she was on the staff.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
And yes, we will call her Alphabet.
Because, yeah,
Alphabet.
Her name is Alphabet.
Yeah.
And you did not like her. You did not like her, even though she had friendly overtures towards you. I remember, we met her. Not, physically met her. We ran into her.
Yeah.
Multiple times. We ran into her at, a coffee shop one day, and we ran into her.
Yeah.
It was, her and her boyfriend, I think.
Yeah.
And you just did not want to talk to her at all. You had, no interest in, talking to her.
Yeah.
And, so during this night, you were disparaging her for one reason or another. Oh, fuck that Alphabet bitch.
Francis!
No.
I was... By the way, we should also preface this with, there was alcohol that was consumed.
Yeah, there was. Yeah.
But I was not drunk. That is not how this all started.
No. And we were talking about, she was giving you a birthday present. She gave you a birthday present one year.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, sorry. Yes.
Yeah.
No.
She gave you a birthday present one year.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be soap.
Yeah. And, decorative soap.
Yeah, and you were so angry. You were so pissed off because...
Then and now. And at that point, it had been a couple years.
Yeah, what the fuck does that mean? Why does she think I'm a dirty ass? Who this fucking soap bitch?
Yeah.
And that's how, we started calling her a soap bitch from now on, but you were just, so riled up about it.
Well, but I think that... So how this all started, because I didn't make my life about hating her.
No, it wasn't about hating her, but we were talking about, this specific moment. But anyways, yeah.
Right. Well, but the specific moment was brought up because she reached out to me on Facebook about
the
job.
Right. And so she reached...
And that's when I was like, fuck that bitch.
Coincidentally, that same night...
Yeah.
You know, maybe not even, 10 or 15 minutes after we had this, kind of conversation.
Yeah.
She pops up on your news, on Messenger.
Yeah.
And is like, oh, hey, by the way, you know, I'm looking for a job. Would you be able to recommend me my services to the writing center?
Yeah.
And you're like, no, fuck that bitch. Fuck soap bitch. I don't...
Yeah.
I'm not gonna do favors.
Yeah.
And then Alana accidentally... gives the post a thumbs up, a big old thumbs up.
On the Facebook Messenger, there's that, thumbs up symbol, and you can send that as, a message, kind of like an emoji, but a Facebook version. And I accidentally clicked that. I was so embarrassed.
Alphabet immediately takes that as affirmation.
Let me send you my resume.
I'm going to do it. And Alana's like, I need to defriend block this bitch. Now, I can never, ever see her again. I can't live my life anymore.
Francis is right there, and he's like, you could just say, hey, that's not... Because what she... So the way that it worked at my place of work is that we couldn't advertise, obviously, because we were a tutoring center. We weren't supposed to advertise other tutoring services, because we were the official tutoring center at that school. So, why would we tell students we're paid for by the school to do that? So I could have just said, hey, sorry, we're actually not allowed to do that. We can't advertise for other tutoring services.
Exactly.
But I was just like, I can't eat. How dare she even put me in this situation? This fucking soap bitch. This is soap bitch all over again, where she gives me soap and is calling me a dirty ass bitch. Now she's trying to steal my job. I went on a rampage. I was just taken aback that she would even think I would recommend her after she gave me soap for my birthday. 2 years ago. This is years ago at this point.
Yeah.
I graduated college, years
yeah,
before.
Yeah, this is the exact trajectory of the conversation. And how
like
I kept,
zero
like,
to 100.
I kept trying to steer it back as, now you can, even though you're embarrassed right now in this very moment, take a day, step away, and then just be like, hey, I talked to my boss. It's not going to work out. Sorry. You don't need to defriend block her.
But that's
like,
exactly what I did. so fast. Not even because we
spent like maybe like an hour deliberating on
it. And we even recorded a video that we sent to our friend.
And we even called a friend. I think we did. We called her and we were
so drunk. We were like, tell us what to do with this like very easy to manage problem.
Yeah. And you just like had no chill, like just none whatsoever. And you let it happen.
Yeah, so, and, like, ultimately that is what I ended up doing. I mean, Francis was like, hey, let's, you know, we're drunk. Let's take a minute. Maybe not. And I was like, I don't want to be in this moment anymore. And I don't want to think about this moment anymore. I want to forget it. And so I just went ahead and deeper and blocked her. Because I'm very mature.
Yeah. Do you regret that choice?
No, not at all. Fuck that bitch. So, I remember when... Well, I was with you when Chris first messaged you on OkCupid way back when, and it was really funny because, well, first we did, you know, we put on our detective glasses and we investigated his profile. We made sure, do we like him? He was obviously cute, yeah, so we were obviously interested. We investigated that profile quite intently. I remember something jumped out at me about him. I think it was like I liked his dancing photo or like something on his profile, like, oh, let's all just be weird people together. I'm like, this guy's cool because he'll like me. I'm weird. And I remember he messaged you right first.
I messaged him.
You messaged him.
Remember, I think you were there when we first crafted the message.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you liked him, and then, or you guys had matched, and then you sent him a message, and then he wrote back to you like within an hour.
Not even within, like almost immediately.
Right. Oh, yeah, I was like, oh, my God, this is so great. And you, I was like, oh, my God, write back to him. Like, have a conversation. And you said, no. What are you talking about? I'm like, what do you mean? What am I, like, here's a cute guy. He's adorable. He likes weird people. He's going to love me. This is already perfect. It's going to be great for the wedding. Like, let's go. And you said, no. Like, I'm going to have some chill. I'm like, why would you have chill with a guy who clearly... You know, and he had, like, a really cute response. Who
clearly doesn't have any chill of his own.
Yes, which he says that, and I go, well, does that mean you don't love me? Because I have no chill. Like, I thought having no chill was endearing. But apparently in the context of dating, it can mean you're a sociopath.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, like, in the context really? Of dating, you just want to, like, not tell people that you want to get married to them on the first date. You don't want to answer back right away. Like,
I couldn't understand
oh,
it.
Oh, man, no.
I was on your ass. I was texting you all day that day, too.
If it were up to me... No, so you know what happened, like, that day?
Yeah.
I think I was trying to tell you, like, no, like, I'm not going to do that. Like, I want to wait. And you actually convinced me to continue to have that conversation.
Yeah.
Remember we were at Harris Teeter and we just, like, were walking around and, yeah.
And I remember your excuse was, I said, well, why don't you just write to him? And you said, well, I have things to do. I'm like, we're sitting here right now, like, on OkCupid, dedicating time to, like, your dating life. What are things? Like, well, I have things to do later. Like, I have to have chill on it. I don't want to look like I'm desperate. It's like, but what I couldn't understand is if you have a person who likes you, who wants to have a conversation with you, and, like, you want to have a conversation with them, why would you wait to have that conversation?
Because you don't want to let them know that you're available all the time. Like, you're there to dedicate your time to them.
But it was, like, a Sunday. It was an afternoon. I mean, it was, like, a regular time to be available. It wasn't like you were saying you were unemployed. I mean, I just don't get it. Like, if you're interested in someone and they're interested in you, like, why don't you share that? Or is it just about showing
it's
that
like
you don't...
It's like the game. It's the hunt.
Oh.
Hunt. Yeah. Yeah.
I've never known that.
I
mean, I've hunted all the men that I ever
Well,
got,
I mean, and
so.
To be fair, like look where it got me before Chris. I mean, like, obviously your methodology worked and for me. And so maybe that's just what I gotta do if I ever, like, leave Chris and decide I need to date somebody else.
Which,
like,
will be really hard because now you're getting married. So. But how long do you actually remember? I don't remember. We weren't together at that point since you waited literal hours to respond. I know because I was bugging all day. But do you actually know when you responded to him? Was it that same day or did you wait a day? I remember I was pissed. I was like, respond to him. And really
No, that's why we were debating it. Like, it was literally the same day.
It was the same day.
It was the same day. And
but
it
wasn't
while
I was with you, right?
No,
like,
it was.
It really was?
I think it was.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it must have been that he responded back to you while you were doing something else. Like, we weren't together. And I'm like, oh my god, respond back. You're like, no, Alana, Jesus. Like,
yeah, yeah. It's like, we did leave, and he continued to message me after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and you were like, I've had my fill of no chill today. No thank you, sir. What the fuck is your problem?
Yeah, we need to stop.
And how long did it take you between messaging to get to the first date? Like, who asked who? Like, who... How fast did it go from talking to, like,
I think I asked him out on the first date. We went to get guacamole at home.
Yeah. But within how many days of messaging? Like, who?
I think about within a week. Within a week.
Okay.
Which is about standard for my timeline. Mm. And also, you know, we're busy adults, so, you know.
Have jobs, have lives.
Yeah.
Have FaceTimes, daily FaceTimes. That's when we were deep into that,
I mean, this is a great example of how your lack of chill helped me secure a man, you know, so...
And me secure my man. So just, like, that's why I think people should be a little more open to leading their lives with a little less chill. You may just be excited by what you find.
So, Alana, I do want to talk about this one person who you haven't shown a whole lot of chill about. And this is sort of a trend with you. You like to kind of obsess over celebrities, and not even, like, A-list celebrities, you know, like I do have a mild obsession with Ryan Reynolds or Tom Holland, but, you know, like, you are really into C-list, not even C-list, like, F-list, I guess, like, they are not actually celebrities, they're probably just normal people with, you know.
They're celebrities for very niche type of groups.
They're very...
Very specific groups.
Yeah, so, like, if you were into Bulbasaur, you would know that Tara Sands plays Bulbasaur. And that's super cool, but who knew that before Alana did?
Right. Right. Like, and now our listeners know it, that the voice actress of Bulbasaur is a lady named Tara Sands.
Exactly. And you started following her because she's the voice actress of Mokuba.
From Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah. And
my favorite character is Mokuba.
And now you've just, like really been into her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hardcore. And it's so funny to me because I've been a fan of Yu-Gi-Oh! Obviously since the show came out in the US in 2001. Hi, my name is Alana and I know way too much about Yu-Gi-Oh! But it wasn't until last year that I just kind of realized that my whole life has led to me wanting to meet Tara Sands in person.
This isn't the first time that you felt like they need to want to meet somebody in person. Like, you had met that one, was it a video game developer in person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Tim Schafer, who is the creator of Psychonauts, or, there's another game that has Jack Black voice actors.
Can you describe, like, that moment, like, that you met, well, this, like random person that most people don't know?
Yeah, video game designer of, like, not the most popular games. I didn't even care. So one of Harley's favorite games ever is Psychonauts. It holds a lot of meaning to him. He really likes it. And so we went to PAX East back in 2013, and he was doing, like, a signing or a meet and greet or whatever they do. And so we're walking up there, and I don't care or know. Like, I know Tim Schafer from dating my boyfriend at the time, and he was, like, obsessed with him. Oh, my gosh. Couldn't wait to meet him. Like, this was his life dream, to, like, meet this guy and get this stuff signed, like, his laptop and whatever. And we get up to meet him, and he's, like, talking, oh my gosh, thank you, and, like, can we take a picture? And I suddenly become, like, so overwhelmed with the gravity of the situation of this person who I did not give a fuck about, like, 5 minutes earlier.
Yeah.
Like, didn't know his name till the train ride up to Boston to go to PAX East. And I'm, like, holding up the camera. I think I even told him, I was like, oh my god, it's so great to meet you. And he's like, oh yeah, nice to meet you too. Like, do you have anything for me? He's like, no, like, I don't know your work at all. Like, I'm not there with anything. I'm just like, yeah, I'm just a huge fan. Like, what do you like from me? I don't know. Like, I don't know who you are. And so Harley goes, oh, can you take a picture with me and, like, Tim Schafer? We go, oh, okay. And my hands are shaking. I'm, like, so taken by, like, meeting this guy who I really didn't know at all. Was not a fan of his work, and just, like, overwhelmed. And to the point where Tim Schafer goes, are you okay? He has to steady my hand. He had never seen someone so nervous, like, of actual fans meet him. And I'm just like, I'm so excited to meet you, guy, who I, like, don't know what you do. Like, what, who are you? What do you do, even? what does a video game designer even do? Like, what? Hello. And it was, I do have a problem meeting.
And so, like, let's segue this into when you actually met Tara this past year, right?
Yeah,
like,
I FaceTimed with her.
Back in March?
No, in October of last year.
October, right.
Yeah, she was at a convention, and my good friend Lauren actually went to the convention, like, secretly, because she knew Tara was going to be there. She lived in Michigan at the time, and this convention was in Michigan. So she drove 2 hours to Grand Rapids to go and go to this convention and, like, FaceTime with her so that she could FaceTime me. And I lost it. Like, I was so taken aback. I mean, I cried, basically.
Yeah.
And
you blacked out, I think. Like,
I did.
You just, like, you don't remember.
Yeah. Like, Harley had to retell me, because Harley was with me when I got the FaceTime. And I was just so amazed and overwhelmed, because I really wanted to meet her. And, I mean, I did meet her on FaceTime. Still, of course, want to meet her in person. But, yeah, it was just, like, and I do remember telling her, it's, like, I don't know how to feel. Like, you imagine a moment, you've imagined your whole life, and then it happens, and you, like, don't know how to feel. And, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
She's, you know, my everything. And now I'm just faced with this moment of wondering if she would ever consider going onto a radio show. I mean, how great would that be, folks? So, how absolutely fantastic.
So if I may interject, like, I do feel like a lot of chill is needed that we've already kind of surpassed.
This is live chill filtration I know, right,
like,
now,
if
guys.
If I had just been able to just, like...
He was giving me a look as I was speaking the last couple sentences right there.
Like, just...
Yeah, if he had just stopped the recording.
Yeah.
What do you think, Francis? Should I message her tonight? Is it time to ask her? True story, I've been wanting to ask her on a radio show for months. He knows this. I know it.
Yeah.
My dreams know it. Everyone
so,
knows
like,
it.
Where I've been, my role in this has been, like, you've got to chill. Like, you've got to, like, put some episodes into this podcast before...
Get some listeners. Get some fucking listeners. Because she is an actual voice actress. Like, she goes to panels. She goes and meets people. She autographs them. Like... She had stuff she's got to do, and we're just, like, a nobody. But in my heart, she's a somebody, and I don't know. Like, I think she knows me, and she likes me. Like, I don't know.
I need to pause.
Okay. So, I was planning on finishing off this episode with, like, live recording of me messaging Tara to be interviewed on her show. And I'm now realizing that we're not mature enough to interview her. We're not on her level. We're not worthy. Okay, Francis?
Is that what that is?
Is it not?
Is that what you want to call it? Are you sure we wouldn't just be, like, low-key insulting her?
I think that you know what? You're not mature enough for this. No, as I, like,
literally
recovering,
called her a nobody.
I know, and was on the floor crying, laughing about it. I'm so sorry, Tara. Oh my god, I love you. Oh, she's never going to be able to come on our show. We can't handle it. Because, okay, so on the one hand, like, I do respect her and love her for her work as Mokuba. But on the other hand, like, why does she do other characters? Like, I just... No, I mean, I get
know,
it.
You literally just
the
want
show,
her to be Mokuba.
She, like, is Mokuba, though. And also, like...
She was his
What
voice.
Happened in season 5? When he changed voice actresses. Like, okay, so I guess the only reason I want to do this interview is to find out what the fuck happened. Like, was there a contractual disagreement? Like, what happened? Because I really hated the person that replaced Tara.
I'm, like, nervous to have this interview, if she ever listens to this episode, because she's gonna be,
she
like...
will hate me.
Yeah.
And she definitely knows who I am. I just bought jewelry. By the way, she does jewelry. Look her up on Etsy. Looped LA. That's LOOPEDLA jewelry. Etsy.com. That's not the URL. I don't know what the URL is, but go to Etsy and looked up Looped LA. And that's homegirl Tara. I just bought a necklace from her because I thought it might sweeten my message to her. Because she just literally mailed the necklace to my house. So, I mean, like, that has to count for something, at least an interview, about why she doesn't...
So you're,
doesn't...
like, bribing her into this?
I guess so. I mean, she's a voice actress, so she gives her voice, but she's paid to use her voice, so, like, what's different about what we're doing? Or me buying her necklace and then saying, come on our show.
I mean, we literally just said she's F-list celebrity.
You said? You said?
Do you refute that statement? Are you refuting it right now?
Yes, obviously on the record. I love that we have stopped being a team, which is our best quality as a team. But the moment it comes to Tara, where I'm pretending to be, well, I guess it just goes back to how I lie all the time. But yeah, on the record, of course, I did not agree with you. How dare you? I was not laughing on the ground in agreement with you. But I will agree to say that I don't think we can interview her. One, she'll never listen to this. Unless I do ask her on the show, and then she's like, what do these people make? Oh, wow, these guys suck. Why would I ever be... See, we should have just interviewed her.
Well, okay, so...
And then the truth... Actually, no, then the truth would come out real fast.
Yeah, like
With her there, listening to the truth happen.
I'm glad that we, at least talking about it, maybe, like, might plan it out. That way we and don't just accidentally,
like... Wait, plan it out, like, you think we should do it? Hold on.
If we do it, I mean, like, listen...
Wait, if... So you think we should do it?
This is... No.
You're talking about, like, we're gonna do it. I've already decided we shouldn't do it, but you're like, if we do it.
Hold on. Hold up.
Am I putting words in your mouth?
You have literally been talking about this since the day we started this podcast.
It's true.
Yeah, and so, yeah. Like, I've never shot it down. Just...
Openly. directly. But
yeah, I've always just, like... Yeah, like, if this ever happened, it has to have certain prerequisites.
Yeah.
Like, a lead-in episode with Bulbasaur mentioned.
So that our readers, okay, listeners, sorry, guys, our listeners know who she is.
Exactly. Because,
you know, it would put it into context, yeah.
Right, and that would be this episode.
But now we're ruining it, and ruining my chances at true happiness. Francis, I thought you just wanted me to be happy. I thought you were my best friend. We're two best friends.
You know what? I have an idea.
Okay.
Okay, so, like, why don't we leave it up to our listeners to let us know.
Okay.
Right. So, tonight, Alana's going to post an episode episode post on Instagram asking you guys if we should invite Tara onto our show.
And I will not tag her in the Instagram post.
No, you will not.
No, I will not. I had to say that out loud. I'm sorry. For myself and yourself.
And if we get... How many likes do you think we should get? Like, what's a good amount?
Dog, if we get 100, I mean...
Wow, that's ambitious.
Oh, like, God. Okay, yeah. So 50?
Oh, my God. How many people do you think listen to us right now?
Okay... Actually, wait, let me say the most likes we've ever gotten on a photo.
How about, like, 15? 15, I think, is...
That's so low!
15, I think, is achievable.
So you want it? Okay, we just put it on the record that Francis definitely wants to do this episode?
Listen
to him!
I want you to be happy. I want you to set, like, achievable goals for yourself. Like, that's what a friend does.
But you want her to be on our show, because if you said it at... Okay, so our last post only got 17 likes, two of which were us, so really it got 15 likes.
Okay, so why don't we say 20 likes?
Okay. You want her on the show, though.
I don't want her on the show necessarily.
But you're making it so achievable so that she can be on the show.
No, I want to know, like, if we can...
If our listeners would really be... God, they're gonna, like... If there was a negative like on Instagram, they would all do that collectively. Like, they would all find each other, the three of them that exist.
Yeah, you know what? Let's do that. And let it, like, if you guys are out there,
yeah,
let us know your thoughts.
Okay, and I'll be posting it tonight on HUAF.productions. That's our Instagram handle.
Yeah.
This is HUAF Radio, which we post once every 2 weeks.
And this is our plan.
Yeah.
For the record, Alana, I'm not going to like the post, and you won't like the post. Like, it's got to be pure just Instagram likes.
20 likes.
20 likes.
All of which have to be other people.
Exactly.
I'll try. I mean, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, okay. I already know how I'm going to win this, because it's all about the hashtags that you use.
That's true, but...
Are you sure you want to up it? Because otherwise I'm getting my Tara Sands episode.
Girl, like, I have all those hashtags on my Instagram. Do you think...
You get, like, 30 or 40 likes per post.
Sometimes I get, like, 15.
20?
Yeah. But I also, like, have actual followers, like, like liking that stuff too.
I know, you have at least 20 friends, so. I mean, you really do.
I know.
I have maybe two.
That's not true.
Yeah, I have three.
Yeah. I'm ready. I'm like, I'm excited to see where this goes.
I just love that you definitely want her to be on the show.
That's not even true.
It's so true.
No.
Okay. Otherwise, you would make it not feasible. But it just shows that you're such a good friend. You're supporting me. Oh my god.
That's what I've been trying to tell you. Oh my
Sorry,
god.
It took me like an entire radio show to realize that. I'm just a little blind. Wow. We've learned a lot tonight.
Yeah, I mean, that's what these radio shows are about, right? Like, us
growing, learning. Yeah. Fuck. That's hilarious and awesome.
Well, like Alana said, we're HQAF.productions. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Play.
And Spotify.
Spotify. Or wherever else you get your podcasts. We don't discriminate. We try not to anyways, you know.
Yeah.
Sorry if you're an F-lister or whatever. We apologize about that.
Yeah.
Until next time, you guys.
The best ship to sail on is friendship.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.